I would remind you just how close to success our immortality project is. Are you willing to sacrifice that? Father, unless we get out of here, we aren't going to have a project left, or a life to immortalize. We can't defend ourselves against these usurped villagers. I've watched what happens when anyone shoots them. They don't even notice it. And even if somebody does manage to beat them, the Kualheim counties are going to be searched a centimeter at a time afterwards. Either way, we can't stay here.
The lad's got a point there, Lutton, Salkid said. We can't cling on here simply out of sentiment.
You always told me knowledge can't be destroyed, Tao said. We know how to splice a parallel processing brain together. What we need is a secure location in which to do it. The tree certainly isn't it, not any more.
Well argued, Lutton said, except I'm not sure anywhere on Lalonde can be classed as safe any more. This technology is fearsome.
He deliberately allowed his emotional shield to slip and felt the shocked recoil of their thoughts, that he who never demonstrated weakness was so deeply perturbed.
"We can hardly walk into Durringham's spaceport and ask for a lift-out system," Wolsey said.
"The children can," Lutton said. "They have been born here. The intelligence agencies have no record of them. Once in orbit, they can secure a starship for us."
"Bloody hell! You mean it?"
"Indeed. It is the logical course. At the ultimate extreme, I am prepared to contact the intelligence agencies in Durringham and report the situation to them. They will take me seriously, and that way a warning will get out."
"Is it that bad, Father?" Salsette asked anxiously.
Lutton projected a burst of reassuring warmth at the 15-year-old girl.
"I don't think it will come to that, darling."
"Leaving the tree?" she said wonderingly.
"Yes," he said. "Tao, that was a good suggestion of yours. You and Salkid take a Blackhawk maser out of storage and be ready to eliminate that observation satellite. The rest of you have 10 hours to pack. We start for Durringham tonight."
He couldn't detect a single whiff of dissension. Minds retreated from the affinity contact. In the hours which followed, the Gigantea tree was subject to the kind of coordinated activity it hadn't seen since their arrival. Orders were flung frantically at the Incorporated and the house chimps as the residents attempted to dismantle the work of 30 years in the short hours they had left. Heartbreaking decisions were made over what could go and what must stay, several couples arguing. The land cruisers had to be checked over and prepared after 30 years' unemployment. Lutton's younger children scampered about, getting in the way, nervous and elated at the prospect of leaving. The older members of the Fellowship started thinking about the Confederation worlds again. Thermal charges were set throughout the rooms and corridors, ready to obliterate all trace of the Gigantea's secrets. The hectic activity registered as a background burble amid Lutton's steely thoughts. Occasionally, someone would intrude into his contemplation to ask for instructions. After designating the few personal items he wanted to accompany them, he spent his time reviewing the memory of what had happened in the clearing when Quinn Dexter killed Supervisor Manani. That strange lightning was the start of it. He ran and re-ran Camilla's memory images, which were stored in the tree's subsentient Bitech processor array. The lightning seemed to be flat, almost compressed, some sections darker than others. As he ran the memory again, the dark areas moved, sliding down the glaring streamers of rampaging electrons. The lightning bolts were acting as conduits to some kind of energy pattern, one which behaved outside the accepted norm. A draft of air stroked his face. He opened his eyes to darkness. The study was as it always had been. He switched his retinal implants to infrared. Jackson Gale and Ruth Hilton stood on the curving wood before him.
"Clever," Lutton said. His contact with the processors faded away. Affinity was reduced to a whisper rattling round the closed confines of his skull. "It's energy, isn't it? A self-determining viral program that can store itself in a non-physical lattice."
Ruth bent down and put her hand under his chin, tilting his face up so she could examine him.
"Edenists, always so rational."
"But where did it come from, I wonder?" Lutton asked.
"What will it take to break his beliefs?" Jackson Gale asked. "'It's not of human origin,' Latton said. "'I'm sure of that, nor any of the Xenoc races we know.'